Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2 days we will be off. The show will be off because the Padres are in New York getting set to take on the Mets, and their game times will be at 4 o'clock the next 2 days. Matt Ehalt, Yahoo Sports, joins us from New York, where the Padres are getting set to take on the Mets. Matt, how you doing today? Thanks for the time.
No.
Is there any buzz yet about Chris Paddock making the start tomorrow night? I would think that would get everybody's attention in New York.
I think it's going to be a pretty big topic tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon when they get there. Wasn't really as brought up that much this weekend. I mean, obviously the Mets had some pretty heartbreaking losses to the Giants there in a series where, you know, you kind of felt, I mean, they had a chance to sweep. They instead lose 3 of 4. And it kind of reinforced only the notion that, I mean, this team has to sell at the deadline. But, I mean, that's certainly going to be a very big and popular point of discussion before tomorrow's game.
Matt Ehalt joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Yahoo Sports. Matt, let's talk a little bit about both of these teams, right? They're both coming in not playing their best baseball. Padres are, I guess, they're in it, but, you know, they're not in it, you know what I'm saying?
They're on the fringe.
What's the buzz you're hearing around this Mets ball club in terms of the sell pieces that they may be willing to give up?
Well, I mean, you kind of just described the Padres. That's the Mets too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the sense, they're, I think, a game or a game and a half behind the Padres. I mean, you can say they're in it, they're not really in it. I mean, the big question for them is Zach Wheeler. Wheeler right now is on the IL with a right shoulder fatigue. If he comes back, he's scheduled to probably return Friday or Saturday. If he can come back, make sure his velocity is fine, there's nowhere for the worst, the Mets will then have a few days to try and sell him. Now, obviously the question with all this, though, is after you've been sidelined for an extended period of time with a right shoulder fatigue, you're not going to get the offers they would have before. Like, you know, going into this, Wheeler, you know, if, especially now if Bumgarner's not going, Wheeler's probably him and Stroman are the top two guys out there, and it's going to take more to get Stroman because he's got more control. You know, Wheeler could have been set up to be the guy. Now, suddenly, if Wheeler is not healthy, the Mets are going to be a thing. They might not get the offers they thought they were going to get, and then they're going to have to decide. I mean, do they keep the guy, try the whole qualifying offer, re-sign him thing? You know, so it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be watching how Zach Wheeler pitches when he returns this weekend.
Matt Ehalt, Yahoo Sports in New York, covers the Mets, Padres and Mets. A lot of people think they're going to be trade partners. I don't know if that'll end up happening before the trade deadline, Matt. But obviously we've heard about Noah Syndergaard for over a year out here. I'm sure that means in New York they've heard about him just as long. One of the pieces the Padres may have is the young second baseman Luis Urias, but I wanted to caution everybody. If you're thinking about trading him to the Mets are pretty good at second base for a while, are they not, with Jeff McNeil?
Well, I mean, they have Cano blocking him, remember.
So they
McNeil
have Cano,
probably
too,
McNeil next year is probably going to slide in as their everyday third baseman. I mean, you know, the Mets have looked at the idea of possibly moving Amed Rosario to center field. So, I mean, you know, they could always slot a guy into shortstop, but, you know, the Mets do have two second basemen, and, I mean, they can't move Cano. That's an immovable contract, and that's his position. So, you know, the Mets kind of, that's one of the other downsides of that deal. When they got Cano, they locked him into the lineup for the next, you know, 5 years.
Matt, I mean, it's probably a little early to ask this question, but I feel like it's necessary. You guys, the Mets went out and hired a former agent to be their GM in Brody Van Wagenen. What is the talk around him as far as the job that's been done thus far? I know it's not even through year one yet, but what's been the kind of the grade so far on job done?
Oh, it's a D and F, depending on who you're talking to. I gave him a D at the midway point, and because frankly, almost all of his moves have backfired. I mean, you know, the Cano Diaz deal has been a disaster so far. I mean, Wilson Rock. been okay, but he's been poor defensively. The starters don't want to throw to him. Then you look around, Familia's been awful. Jed Lowry can't play. So, you know, he's made some really bad moves that have blown up so far. Now, you know, I don't think anybody thought Cano and Diaz would be this bad, right? Nobody thought Familia Lowry would do that. But, hey, that's a risk that you take. So, I mean, you know, I kind of thought this whole time, the pressure is really now on Brody, I find, because, you know, I think it's one thing to come in to make some big, bold moves to acquire guys, you know, the way he did. Now it's on him to fix this because, you know, the Mets are – they're in a win-now mode, and right now, I mean, they're on pace to win 74 games. So how is he going to fix this? Because, you know, I don't think personally, after everything the Mets did, Mets can't just suddenly go trade everybody because, no. I mean, then you're basically – I mean, you basically set the franchise back probably like 5 years if you do it that way. So they're going to have to really – you know, if this is where Brody's going to show his experience and experience. Can he work – and retool this team? Because, you know, the Mets do have some good young pieces that you can build around.
Eric, let me ask you about Noah Syndergaard and what he would be if the Padres ended up getting Noah Syndergaard. What would we be getting?
That's the great question with Noah Syndergaard, and I don't mean to like not. No, I mean because, you know, if we talked 2 years ago, one of the big questions right now is who is Noah Syndergaard, right? Like, I mean, we're not that far removed from where this guy was one of the best pitchers in baseball. And his stuff is still electric. I mean, but everything is, you know, this year, while everybody's ERA is up, his ERA has gone up. So he clearly has not been as good as normal. And he hasn't been an ace in a really long time. So, I mean, I think he's a guy who, like, I don't want to use the word tease, but, you know, you certainly see stuff from him some days. I mean, you know, he pitched a really two good games on this road trip against the Giants and the Marlins. Granted, those are two of the worst hitting teams in baseball, but you saw it. But then there's other days where you watch him and he just, you're just like, his stuff is too good for him to get hit hard like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, I mean, I can't tell. I don't think Noah Syndergaard is an ace anymore. I think he's more of probably a number two at this point, which is fine. I mean, he can be one of the best twos in the league, but I just don't think right now we really haven't seen the quote-unquote, like, ace front of the rotation guy stuff from him in a long time.
Matt, I got one more before we let you get out of here. Obviously, last time the Mets and Padres faced off, Pete Alonso caught some fire, unsolicited fire, by the way, from our young stud, Chris Paddock. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but just talk a little bit about Pete Alonso, because based on what I've heard from him, he seems like a pretty mild-mannered guy with just a lot of ability. And I know there was a lot of people around that organization that really raved about him coming up from last year to this year. He had a whole bunch of home runs in the minor leagues, which you very rarely see.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's got a good head on his shoulders. Really, I mean, has been him and Jeff McNeil have been the two, and DeGrom have been the bright spots in the season. Really, head on his shoulders. He's a good around ball kid. I mean, he's going to be a franchise favorite for a long time. I mean, plays the game right, plays the game hard. You know, he has a little confidence. I mean, I don't want to say arrogance, but he certainly is a confident guy here. And, you know, I mean, certainly he's a guy that the fan base absolutely. So, you know, he's really turned into, and I'll say this, I mean, rallied around him when that whole stuff with Paddock happens with the rookie of the year stuff. I mean, they really, so I mean, I'll tell you tomorrow night, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, I don't think Paddock against the Mets once in his career. He's not going to get a very, he's going to be booed like he was an Atlanta Brave.
He's going to get his first big round of booze.
I think we're all anticipating
that. I would think that's the case for sure. Hey, Matt, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And enjoy the week. Try to stay cool.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet. Matt Ehalt from Yahoo Sports. I don't know why I wanted to keep calling him Eric. I apologize for that, Matt. But I know, I know what it's like. Craig.
You know, yeah, I was about to say.
I'm pretty aware of that.
Mr. Elo.
Yeah, him. Yeah, I think Chris Paddock is going to have his first real round of boos tomorrow night. And I don't think it's going to be for, like, just his introduction.
It's going to be the whole
game. I think it's going to be the whole game or for as long as he's out there. Because there's no question that the Met fans remember that. And, you know, look, it was something that Paddock brought on himself. So you got to wear it, as Tony likes to say.
The thing, Chris, thing about Chris is that he might be one of those dudes that will enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
right.
if that's the case, this is right up his alley.
Right. If it works for him and he goes and pitch lights out to the booing, then by all means, call out more players. Matt Ehalt from Yahoo Sports joined us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.